Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Gulf Coast is contending with its first tropical storm of the season. NPR's Amy Hound reports that Claudette is bringing heavy rain and strong winds to the region.
Louisiana is under a state of emergency, with coastal residents urged to keep off flooded roadways. By early Saturday, Claudette was packing winds up to 45 miles per hour and a lot of rain. 5 to 10 inches, with isolated totals up to 15 inches. Eric Blake is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center.
You know, right now we're most concerned about the flash flooding risk.
He says the storm will weaken as it moves inland in a northeastward direction.
We expect it to move into Mississippi and Alabama later today, and then into Georgia and the Carolinas Sunday and Monday.
By early next week, the storm is forecast to move off the coast and back out to sea. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Gulf Coast is being hit by a tropical storm as western states bake under a record-breaking heat wave. Temperatures in Phoenix have been above 115 all week. With the nation now recognizing Juneteenth as a federal holiday, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he and 10 other mayors around the country are pledging to pay reparations for slavery instead of just talking about them.
Today we launch Mayors Organized for Reparations and Equity. Or more. So each of us does something more, makes more of a commitment to justice, more of a commitment to wealth building, more of a commitment to a society that includes everybody, more of a commitment to a country that faces its past because we know our prosperity in the future depends on it.
The mayors from LA to the small town of Tallahassee, Oklahoma, say the aim is to set an example for the federal government on how a nationwide program could work. In Iran, state media reporting that hardline cleric Ebrahim Raisi will be Iran's next president. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Tehran that if his win is officially confirmed, Raisi will succeed the incumbent Hassan Rouhani in August.
The news was widely expected, as pre-election surveys had shown Raisi with a wide lead over former central bank governor Abdel Nasser Hamati and three other rivals. Hamati and President Rouhani both said they had offered Raisi congratulations on his victory. Raisi is a hardline cleric and judge whose views are believed to align closely with those of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Many Iranians said they would skip the vote, unhappy with the narrow range of choices among candidates and angry with the economic hardships of recent years. A number of polling places in Tehran saw far fewer voters than in past elections. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tehran.
The Palestinian Authority has canceled a deal to receive COVID-19 vaccines from Israel as part of a vaccine swap. Officials say the expiration dates on the initial doses were sooner than had been agreed upon. The deal involving more than 1 million doses was meant to speed up the vaccination process. This is NPR News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is coming under fire from state Democrats. The chair of the Texas House Democratic Caucus, Chris Turner, is calling Abbott's veto of funding for the Texas legislature tyrannical and likening it to the actions of a dictator. Abbott followed through on the pledge he made after Democrats walked out of the legislature to block a Republican elections bill. In Washington, meanwhile, Senate Democrats are planning to vote next week on federal legislation that would counter election law moves. In Republican states like Texas, it's a top priority for Democrats, but Republicans are pledging to block it. A new survey of racial representation on Broadway and in nonprofit New York theater shows deep inequities in funding and a lack of diversity among artistic directors and producers. Jeff London reports.
The report by the Asian American Performers Action Coalition looked at the 2018-2019 theater season, the last full season before the pandemic. It found that all 18 largest nonprofit theaters in New York had white leaders, and their boards were overwhelmingly white. Most Broadway producers and company managers were white, and the vast majority of corporate and institutional funding went to primarily white theaters. There were some gains for performers of color. Nearly 30% of all Broadway roles and more than half of nonprofit roles went to actors of color. The public theater was listed as the most diverse, but employed only a small percentage of Asian American actors. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is NPR News.